Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Yo, could you please pass the billy, my G?
Sure thing. Whoa, that was a big old hit from that Zooter. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm... Wait, I think I might be...
Greening Out, a sustainability-focused segment where Hoff Trough talks to local legends who help make Dunedin a cleaner, greener place. From worm ranchers and penguin protectors to community garden organizers, Greening Out is Radio 1's premier stop for all things sustainable.
Are you feeling better now?
Yes, much better. Just give me the chippies, please.
Alrighty, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Made that yesterday. I'm joined here with my brother Liam Hoffman. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, my brother.
So that was AI.
Yes, very good AI text-to-speech website called 11 Labs. Yes, very fun to play around with.
Interesting.
It takes me back to the days where we would have that text-to-speech robot on that early computer and just make it say, like, big sweaty boobies or something like really stupid.
Yeah, we wouldn't say that though.
No, not these days. You wouldn't get away with it these days. Are you worming hard or hardly worming?
Worming real hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was just worming yesterday. I got worms. Yeah, I was at the worm farm yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to know?
Do you name your worms? I'm curious.
No. Nah, I don't. That's there's a bit I do sometimes with students where it's like Bill, Sandy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
can you differentiate like any of them?
God, no, that's not the point. They're just a mass, a biomass.
Yeah, yeah. How many worms do you think you're working with?
Oh my god, like thousands.
Really,
thousands of worms.
Thousands of worms. How do you even get them?
Well, when it started, they bought them in, but now with like various wood chip piles, because they're just out in the environment.
Mm.
They've just like that site's been there 4 years, so they're just like part of the framework, you know. They're just in the ground now, like mm-hmm. they just live there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a population there constantly. Sick. Lots of eggs. You see the eggs, the tiny yellow eggs. They can last in the soil for like 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. Before they germinate.
Really? What? Just because they need water to do that.
Yeah. If it's dry or too cold, they'll just stay there.
Far out. They're crazy little creatures. They don't even feel like animals. They feel like just another like kind of weird plant or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You know. They're just a tube. We're related to worms.
Thank you.
We're chordates. You've got a worm in you.
Yeah, I probably do.
Yeah,
I need to check that out.
You had worms once.
I did have worms once.
Yes. We don't have to go into that. You're like 10.
Yeah, I was 12, and that was not fun. I ran like the cross country with worms.
Didn't Whoa!
Yeah, it was so.
The worms are going at high speed.
They were, man, fastest I've ever gone in their entire lives. Hey, they've recently doing
also not a worm.
Also not a worm.
Different thing altogether, yeah.
What are... Oh, those
They're worms. Not annelids, yeah.
Yeah, well, this one wasn't annelid. Anyway, you were doing waste audits quite recently.
Yeah.
What have they taught you about New Zealand's waste and, I guess, people's waste habits?
Yeah, so we're looking at green waste in 5 different councils. I only did... How many did I do? 3 out of 5. I didn't do 2 of them. But, basically... We're looking for, like, wasted edible food. And, I mean, you don't really need to know that people waste a lot of edible food, but we do.
Mm.
What was interesting was what was being wasted, like, in the rich neighborhoods.
Mm.
In, like, Kashmir and Christchurch, there's, like, prawns and whole pineapples and bunches of bananas and just, like, things that could have been eaten.
Yeah, Lord of the Flies type shit.
Yeah. But it was pretty slightly grueling work, slightly miserable.
Mm.
But it paid pretty good, so...
Can't complain.
Yeah, and it was interesting, but...
You also found some, animal heads?
Yeah, yeah, in, like, the central Otago, like, Alexandria, Roxburgh.
Was that in a particularly rich neighbourhood or just in a regular...
Nah, just, like, it's kind of rural out there.
Mm.
They're small towns.
Mm.
And hunters. There's heaps of hunters out.
Yeah,
hunters go hunt.
Hunters going to hunt.
And they're going to think that a deer head is green waste and put it in the freaking green bin.
I mean, could the worms eat up... A skeleton?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Wow.
They wouldn't go for the bones.
No.
They leave the bones. But they do eat all the hair and all the meat. They eat all that.
Hair, skin, and meat. What was that? Is that a quote from that real bad guy?
Yeah,
yeah. Let's not talk about him. Yeah,
I was thinking of Monty Python bit more.
Okay, I was thinking of the Snatch bit where he's talking about feeding people to pigs.
Oh yeah,
from the movie Snatch.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Brick top.
Yeah,
brick. He's bricked up as well.
Yeah,
me thick.
Yeah, but yeah, it's kind of freaky. Ducks as well.
Ducks.
Oh. And one had a pheasant in it.
Really,
really beautiful. I was like, what is this like rainbow of feathers in here?
Mm.
Just a whole pheasant.
Death rainbow, eh? You recently won an award at the Politics Sustainability.
Oh, about, I did.
Politics Sustainability stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Got nominated just for being, you know, I'm out there, rain, hail, and shine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was real nice.
What was, getting recognized. What was the actual award?
Oh, Excellence in Sustainable Practice.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, man.
Sick, man. That's awesome.
It's cool.
And that's not the first thing you've won either. That was like the... You won an Oceania, Australasian thing as well?
I didn't win that one. I got nominated.
Sorry.
Same guy. Yeah, way to...
Yeah, way to bring the mood down.
The sustainability lead, Ross at Polytech. Shout out to Ross. Mm. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He, yeah, he's really pushing the sustainability stuff.
Mm. Is he friends with Monica as well?
Hmm? Oh, God. Crikey.
Jang jang and a jang jang to jang jang.
Yeah, but he's nominated me for that and this, and he's just trying to like get the sustainability out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something interesting I want to talk to you about with regards to local councils. Recently, the DCC got some new bins.
Oh, yeah.
Green waste and a compost bin. Do you think these bins make quite a difference in terms of people's composting or waste habits?
Yeah. Hopefully it takes away from the landfill. That's a good thing it can do.
Mm.
It's pretty crazy. What is it? Smooth Hill is where they're going to put it all, which is I don't need to Google where it is because it's a funny name, but
yeah,
Smooth Hill is where the new landfill site is going to be for all the green waste,
and that's decided because I remember it doesn't look quite a
they got the whole system arranged before they had a place to put it.
Yeah,
and they're like, and I think Green Island's too chocker.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going to happen with Green Island.
It frustrates me how like cautious these bureaucracies are, and they still mess things up.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the cart was in front of the horse, really.
Yeah.
And for a while, I think, even while they get Smooth Hill set up, we still have to truck it to Timaru.
Really?
All our green waste for I'm not sure how long. That... Maybe don't quote me on that. I shouldn't probably say that, but that's just what I heard. I should probably verify that before... Before spouting, but I'm pretty sure that's what's happening for the first few months.
What do you think the future of compost is going to be? Do you think it's going to be a better time? Do you think people are getting more hip to it?
I think so. I think people are, more advocacy for it, more awareness of it.
Mm.
I'm not, we weren't really raised with that kind of stuff.
No, I mean, we did have compost.
Dad did it all. He just, I just saw it as this weird big heap.
Yeah.
Like, what even is, I don't understand what's
just chuck all the gross shit on it.
Yeah. He'd put like straw on it and like stand on it and,
yeah.
I don't know. I was like, what's he doing?
Was he raised with compost? Because I think grandma
Oh, anti-compost. Definitely. Well, that generation is that generation that like had post-war people, you know, they had to literally had to grow their own food and like gardens were like important.
Yeah.
For supplementing your food budget.
Mm. Also, they didn't have the same kind of supply chain and scale of economy we do today where we can afford to do like a million different snacks from the supermarket. And,
totally.
Yeah, the food availability was totally different.
And like they would like, you know, and when it was summer, they'd freaking get those fruits and they would like preserve that shit for the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Jams, yams, hams.
Jams, yams, hams.
All three yams.
All the yams.
Yeah.
Well,
you're a Liam.
Good sig.
Yeah, I think that is it, because we got a interview at 9:30 with Chris from Menzies. So
lovely.
We're gonna have that about his new EP Spaghetti Land.
Nice.
So that'd be very fun. Worms are kind of like spaghetti when you think about it.
They are
kind of like if animals were spaghetti.
Yes. If animals were spaghetti.
Alright, this has been Greening Out with Zach Hoffman and Liam Hoffman.
Alrighty.
It's 9:26. Any final messages you want to leave with the people, Liam?
Get into compost. Grow stuff.
Yeah, build a worm farm maybe even.
Yeah.
If you're so inclined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here is Grinder Man with Worm Tamer. You listen to the one. Menzies chat coming up soon. Take care.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.